Previously on Algoa FM.
All right, Algoa Country, time for Mythbusters. And now this fashion designer has worked with some prominent celebrities in South Africa, and her business, Kai Atelier, crafts exclusive, sustainable and premium quality pieces, with each piece being an original creation. I've had a look over her work. She is doing some incredible stuff. Their studio is in Randburg. Welcome to Algoa FM, the one and only Kai Swartz. Kai, how are you doing?
Hi, Tia. Very well, thanks for meeting.
I'm good. Tell me a little bit about your day. How's it been on this Wednesday?
It's the end of the month, so it's been manic, chasing deadlines, but very blessed, and it's good to be busy. How are you?
I love that you said that. Busy is good, because I'm feeling that too. I'm like so overwhelmed by how busy it gets at the end of the month. But I mean, you know, like, we can't complain. These are the days that we prayed for. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely.
I love that. I love your attitude as well, Kai. I mean, you've done some pretty cool stuff in your career. I want to hear about what comes up as the most memorable project that you've done, right? Maybe it's a piece that you designed or a campaign that you did. What is something that you feel like was the coolest thing you've done?
Oh, sure. You know what, Kia? Every opportunity that I get is extremely special to me.
Yeah.
I've been very fortunate enough to work with a lot of people in the entertainment industry, and I value each client the exact same. You know, I've been doing this since 2016, so it's such a vast, you know,
wow,
a broad question to ask. But yes, every single opportunity I've received within the entertainment industry is really the biggest blessing, I would say.
I love that. Also a safe answer as well, because you don't want people to feel like, oh, you didn't like my project that we did together.
You know how it goes.
No, I love it. Now, Kai, our listeners have come up with three myths about fashion designing, about styling, and we thought you're the perfect one to come through on the show and bust some of these myths with us. So are you ready?
Sure, absolutely.
Perfect. So the first one is that many people believe that fashion designers primarily work with celebrities. So can you maybe tell us about the variety of clients that you work with? You know, are they just celebrities? Do you work with people that are, I don't know, quote unquote, regular?
I work with a lot of different people. You do get high profile clients that don't want to be known. You know, we get housewives, we get corporate clients, you know, proper businessmen and women that aren't anywhere close to fame and stardom. And then we work with up and coming, you know, people in the industry that, you know, are reaching for the stars.
Yes.
As well as the day to day. Hey, I've got a birthday, you know, could you style me? This is my budget. Absolutely, you know. Wow. Anyone that comes, we welcome.
I love that. And I mean, that brings me into the following myth about when you mentioned budgets now. Is it true that only wealthy people can afford a fashion designer and a stylist?
Not at all. I feel like if you see yourself as somebody who wants to dress well and wants to present well to the world, but you have no idea, no clue, I don't feel human beings should be shy enough to say, listen, I've got 3,000 rand or I've got 1,500. What can we do with this? You know?
Yeah.
It just depends on who's humble enough and eager enough to work with, you know. It's about the passion, you know. You're doing this, you're not doing this for money. You're doing this because this is what you love to do. And if a project stands out to you, by all means, I feel like stylists and designers jump at it, you know. It's just about being creative and exploring creativity.
And you know what? People often think that you need to have a good fashion sense and then you can easily become a fashion designer. Do you think that this is true? Or like, what type of training and experience is, you know, typically required for you to succeed in this field of designing?
Well, when it comes to styling, I do feel that it's a talent that people obtain by just, you know, research. Fashion design is a completely different ball game, though. You do need experience. You do need to take some sort of class, you know. You do need to understand a sewing machine and how to sew in order to create. But when it comes to styling, I feel like if you think you dress well, go for it, you know. What's holding you back? if you can source items, then I think that forms part of talent. You know, if you've got an eye for textiles, you know, mixing and matching. You know, people like to say that the way the world is right now, people just like to wear designer, you know, who
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And I feel like totally wrong, because you could pair a Louis Vuitton jacket with a Mr. Price jean, as long as it looks amazing, who cares, you know?
100%. I mean, you mentioned also sourcing as well. Is this the same as being a fashion buyer, like when you source stuff?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
Exactly the same, yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. I wish we had so much more time to get into this. I mean, the final myth, or at least one of the top four that our listeners came up with, is that styling is often portrayed as this glamorous job, or let me say fashion designing rather. It's portrayed as, you know, this glamorous job and there's like no stress. Can you finally tell us, are you stressed out? I think you kind of answered it in the beginning.
Absolutely. I am stressed out. It is not glamorous. It is not glamorous at all. And the hours don't end, you know. You get called at midnight and you have to source for 9 a.m. And as a fashion designer, we get like less than 48 hours to create garments. And
wow.
You really have to... you have to have thick skin, you know, in this industry. It is very tough and it's not glamorous at all.
I love that. I think you've shared a little bit with us as well, just like the challenges and pressures then that you can face in this role. And I think like any other career, there's going to be those highs and those lows. But I think you've really encouraged us today, Kai. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I enjoyed this. And yeah, everyone should create in the world. Just create.
I love that. I love your heart as well. I mean, I'd love to know where we can get a hold of you and your services as well, perhaps, before I let you go.
You can get hold of me through Instagram. That's the main platform. I also do have a website, and both of them are Kai Atelier. If you want me to spell it out for you, I can.
Yes, please. Go for it.
So it's K-H-A-I space A-T-E-L-I-E-R.
Perfect. Kai Atelier. Thank you so much, Kai Swartz, for spending time with us here on Algo FM.
Thank you, Kia. Have an amazing evening. One foot in front of the
other. Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.